Our temperatures got into the 80s today. I'll bet if you went to Starbucks, you'd find a long line of people ordering iced coffee, and they'll keep that up straight through the summer. Have you noticed, though, iced coffee is more expensive than the hot stuff? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're paying a dollar and a half more.
Derek Thompson, money reporter at The Atlantic, tells Dimitri it's not a racket. It takes more coffee and more time to prepare your iced caffeine drink.
The two reasons are basically it costs more to make and it costs more to serve. It costs more to make because it takes more coffee and more time. Cold brewing is a more time-intensive process, and sometimes you need specific machines in order to chop up the ice and prepare the coffee. And then also it takes more to serve because it takes more paper. The clear plastic cups are more expensive. The straws are more expensive. They're an additional expense. The condensation often requires more napkins per customer. So all in all, right, it costs more to make and it costs more to serve.
You also mentioned it takes more machinery.
Yeah, you need an ice machine, which is not something that one is thinking about in the winter months unless you happen to serve quite a lot of iced tea or lemonade to your customers.
You know, again, from a standpoint of ignorance, some people might think it's the same coffee, whether it's hot or cold, and that's simply not true.
No, it's an entirely different process, yeah, and it's more time intensive. And for all these reasons, it takes more coffee. The process of making the cold coffee is very different, and sometimes it requires totally different people to come in and manage it. On the plus side, since cold coffee doesn't go bad after 30 minutes, a particularly business-savvy cafe owner could essentially say, I can hire cheaper people to sort of man the cold coffee while I have other people who are more expensive making the more time-intensive lattes. But then again, you have to filter them out once you get to September and October.
Now, we know that Starbucks and all of its brethren, they're not in this for their health or to provide a public service. They are making a lot of money off this coffee we buy daily. What markup, or how does the markup play into iced coffee?
The markup is going to be about 30% of menu price. So you want to keep that same markup. You want to keep the same profit per cup. And because of that, if you're going to take the same markup on a higher cost item, that is also going to add into the higher cost of the iced coffee.
I like how one cafe owner told you that summer stresses them out.
It's got to be stressful to have to prepare for this, the fact that you don't know when this moment's going to come when everyone's going to stop ordering their hot coffee and just order cold coffee, because you need new coffee infrastructure in order to prepare for these new people.
Derek, now you're going to tell me that you don't drink coffee at all.
No, I drink quite a lot of coffee, quite a lot of iced and cold. They taste so different to me that I use them for different things. I like cold coffee sometimes in the morning, and I drink hotter coffee at night so it can relax me.
All right. Derek Thompson, money reporter with The Atlantic.
You know, it's weird that I asked him that question at the end about do you drink it, because every coffee interview that I do, and I'm a diehard coffee drinker,
I know.
The reporters always say, well, you know, I don't drink the stuff myself. So I'm glad that he's fully immersed in it.